Like all new presidents, Donald Trump has promised much, and like his predecessors, he and his team will soon find out that to carry out his ideas, an administration has to pay attention to basic management realities. Tom Romeo has spent 30 years on the contracting side of federal initiatives. He's general manager of the U.S. Federal Services segment of Maximus and joins me now with more. Tom, good to have you on.
Good to talk to you, Tom.
You and I last spoke, it's been a few years, since the advent of the healthcare exchanges. And I think that was a good example where that didn't get off to a great start, where it was necessary to understand the technology and management infrastructure in order to carry out the policy that had been enacted.
I think that's right. You know, if you recall, the timing of that compressed the schedule to stand up the infrastructure. And I think that made for some very difficult timing to get the policy implemented through business process and technology and stand it up in a way that provided the services to the citizens that were promised in the policy.
Suppose that gets repealed. What do you think the lessons learned, nevertheless, from the stand-up of these exchanges, especially the Health and Human Services one, the main federal one? Would that still be a useful tool for some sort of future health plan?
I think that's a great question, Tom. And I think it's whether it's healthcare or tax reform or veterans benefits reform, I think the lessons learned there were that it's critical to look at the existing infrastructure all the way through how the policy is implemented in the business process and the technology, and to take a look at whether you can reuse that to support the new policy or whether you're going to have to replace the infrastructure, and then take a look at the timing that it may take to either modify or replace that infrastructure to support the new policy.
Because let's talk about VA for a minute, and it's struggling to modernize systems, and they've been going at it for quite a number of years now, and I think the incoming administration has indicated it sees some policy changes ahead for VA and how veterans' health care is paid for. And so a big issue becomes this legacy COBOL code, which seems to bedevil every administration, and the challenge is to extract what the business rules are that are embodied in it so that that code can be converted to modern code. That seems to be a really difficult and almost intractable problem.
I think it is. It becomes a very time-consuming and complex problem to extract those business rules. And I think for major policy change, you're going to have to change the business rules. So you may start with that. And I think you'd look at, well, you know, if we've made a major change to the business rules, then does it make sense to just start with a new infrastructure as well? So, you know, I would give an example of, you know, looking at the outcomes. Where are you trying to get? And then saying, is the infrastructure sufficient to support it? So, you know, infrastructure, when we talk about that, a lot of times we talk about things like bridges. Well, we wouldn't go build a huge new housing complex across the river from a one-lane bridge without considering, how are we going to do this? You know, we need to supply access to that housing. Can we use the existing bridge? Can we use it while we build a new bridge? Or do we need something totally new? And I would make a comparison that the infrastructure for any major policy in government today needs similar attention.
Because also I would make the analogy, say, of airlines, because they also have ancient code that they've been developing since the 1960s on which they're highly dependent. And yet, unlike the government, they've been able to build on top of that a lot of digital services because nobody calls an airline anymore to book a ticket, et cetera, et cetera. And yet sometimes that old code and those old systems do come back to bite them. And they have big meltdowns, as we saw in the last couple of years with some major carriers. And so as the federal government tries to overlay digital services on the infrastructure they have, it seems like that's going to increase the urgency that they have to get around the existing legacies.
I think that's exactly right. And I think, you know, you have to start with two things, I think, in mind. What is the outcome that you're looking for, and how do you design a business process to support that? And then the second piece that I think you really just hit on very strongly is, so what is the citizen's experience in trying to get to that benefit or policy? And how do we design a system that takes care of that? I think some of the existing code can be reused and support a better citizen experience, but you're going to have to put some different interfaces in front of it to make that experience work.
We're speaking with Tom Romeo, General Manager of U.S. Federal Services Segment at Maximus. And so what is your advice for the next incoming crew of CIOs? Some of them will be politically appointed, the new federal chief information officer, whoever that might be.
Yeah, so I think the first thing I would recommend is to take advantage of industry knowledge. So reach out. There are best practices out there. You gave a great example of the airline industry and how they've changed their customer service. There are plenty of models of industries and companies who have made those changes. So reach out and get advice on best practices. Start always with the outcome that you're looking for, and always keep in mind the citizen experience. If you know, there's a lot of talk today, Tom, about digital government and what that means. And, you know, we all know that our experiences are set by our interactions with Amazon and Apple and companies like that. So as the government starts to implement new policy, they need to also consider, how do we make this a better experience for the citizen to get the outcomes that they're looking for and that we want them to get?
And I'm wondering to what extent that you are finding your federal customers actually trying to avail themselves of the agile development methodologies and the agile, I guess, corporate culture that you really have to be able to do agile software development.
Yeah, and that's a great differentiation, because agile development is a technique to help you develop the infrastructure to give the citizens the experience. But the kind of agile mindset of, look, we have to break this down into smaller pieces, and it should start with, what's the experience when we design this little modular piece? And so I think there's a whole cultural mindset that goes with that, that supports a new design and really does focus on better outcomes and better citizen experience.
And I imagine those people that are at the working level, the non-political level, the career level, that have been dealing with this deep in their agencies, probably are a good source of information and wisdom for the incoming team, too, if they just make sure that they ask.
I think that there is another lesson learned there, which is, you can't modernize what you have without that existing knowledge. So you're right. The existing employees who have years of experience with that underlying infrastructure are critical to being able to make modifications or even to replacing it, because the business knowledge is with those people. It's in the code, but it's with the people. So those people could be a phenomenal help to getting to better implementation of policy.
Tom Romeo is General Manager of U.S. Federal Services at Maximus. Thanks so much for joining me.
Tom, great talking to you.
And we'll have a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.